So, in my podcast challenge, I chose to focus on the section about exercise. I wanted to learn more about exercise and what I can do to exercise better and more effectively. Through watching these podcasts, I have greatly enhanced my learning abilities about exercise, and I know more now than what I did before. I've learned that you don't have to work out in such a traditional way, and you can work out in any way by moving or anything using your body. Meaning, you don't have to go to a gym and use barbells and, you know, like, you don't have to go use barbells and weights and run on a treadmill. You can walk around the neighborhood or do lunges throughout the office or anything really to work out and tire out your muscles so they can rebuild and become stronger. You could also, another thing to do that's good is you set goals for yourself that push you a little bit, that push you to become better. You can set these at the gym or anywhere, really. You should also give incentive to go for, like watching your favorite TV show or even watching a podcast at the gym. So it gives you some incentive to go to the gym. And which will help you achieve your goals that you set, because it'll bring you to the environment you need to achieve your goals. I learned from also experiences, like how this one person started bodybuilding, and it told about what he did to repair and get his body stronger, and how he built his body for the gym. And it's helped me because I've always wanted to get bigger, and I watch these podcasts mainly so that I could learn about how to work out and exercise better and more effectively to get the results I want. So even though if I don't want to go work out at a gym in the traditional way, I can work out by doing anything, by moving around, by exerting myself through sports or any other physical activity. Also learned about how technology is helping to advance our achievements in the physiology fields of exercise, and it's helping us to have better methods of exercising. This is really, everything's becoming technological in these years, and it's helping to enhance the way our bodies are made. And by showing us better exercises that help focus on specific muscles. I also learned that you can be more engaged in classrooms and learn more actively. I learned that active learning is engaging students' classes as well. And this is saying how if we learn actively, like in exercise or this can be in anything. If you engage yourself in it, you will always do better. I also learned that you cannot give up easy on your goals. Even in the workout, I learned to commit to goals and do them. Even if I feel like giving up, you can't do that. Exercise is not about giving up. You need to make a goal and achieve it. It doesn't matter what anyone says. Decide what you want to do and achieve it. If you decide that you want to go lift, if you decide you want to bench 200 pounds by the end of 2020, you need to go to the gym and consistently get better to do that by pushing yourself and lifting more and more weight each week to eventually achieve your goal. Also learned how to finish workouts better, and that to finish a workout by not wasting less workouts. Sometimes you're like, oh, I need to go. Let's just do another workout to finish. And you should do an extensive workout to finish off the muscles so that they are ready to rebuild. I learned to keep working the hardest, and that just because I'm not sore sometimes doesn't mean it's not working. You'll be sore the first time you work out because your muscles aren't used to it, but they'll get used to it and you won't be sore anymore, but that does not mean that they are not working. They are still working and you are still getting better and stronger. It's just your body has gotten more used to it and adapted to it. You need to focus on what your goals are and make a program to achieve it, because it'll help you stay on task. So never give up on no matter what your goals are for working out, and work out effective. And this, how these podcasts that I've listened to throughout these past weeks have help me know what I need to achieve and how to work out more effectively, and I really do think that they have helped me in this way. Thank you.